Now, the reason we are discussing again these ideas, these concepts, is because as you change your frequency, as you expand your understanding of what reality experience can be, as we said, you open up to the possibility that there are other aspects of creation, other beings, other civilizations, other consciousnesses. And as you open up, any idea, any desire at all to communicate with them, each will respond according to kind and according to what best serves the entire interaction. Now, yes. Of course, there are beings, many on your own planet, that certainly don't have the idea of high regard for others, that certainly are what you might call negatively oriented. However, you don't really need to worry about that so much in the idea of contacting other beings from other civilizations, because those that have the capability in that sense of communicating you generally in this way will already have created a vibration within themselves that will be that which will only respond to that which will serve the best of all concerned. And only by being afraid of inviting in beings that will conquer you will you actually put yourself in a reality where you might have that experience. Although, again, it is unlikely. Because the idea of domination, the idea of conquering others, is a kind of vibration that is not very conducive to creating a link and a bridge to other civilizations, because we each actually exist in a completely different reality, in a completely different parallel universe. And those that are of a vibration to dominate may co-create with another civilization the idea of dominating them, and a civilization may create an idea of being dominated. But they exist in realities that don't consider the kinds of things you are considering now in your reality. That you are aware of and desirous of spiritual enlightenment. That you are aware of and desirous of consciousness awakening in and of itself creates a frequency that makes it highly unlikely you will be vibrating at the same level as anyone who would want to create the idea of negativity and domination. So if you will put those ideas aside as belonging to another reality that has nothing to do with you, and recognize that you are always in control of what you experience in your reality, and that we are here by invitation only, and if you tell us to go, we are gone. Gone. Because we respect you. Then, the idea is you can relax into the understanding that anything you will attract that will help you in the direction of the expansion of your awareness will always bring with it only things that are part and parcel to the definition of that idea and cannot bring with them things that are not of the same frequency. You cannot experience something you are not the frequency of, and vice versa. So the more you rise above the idea of fear, the less you create the opportunity for interacting with something that would feed off of that fear. That's, again, just simple physics. That's really all it is. Making a determination as to who you are, who you prefer to be, what state you prefer to exist in, and then simply recognizing the things that are germane to that state. They just go hand in hand. You cannot experience what you are not the vibration of. It's as simple as that. But if you contain the vibration of doubt, if you contain the vibration of fear, those are the things you allow yourself to experience in your reality. It's, again, as simple as that. But you are beginning to become more aware of this, and all of the different ways in which you are reminding yourself of this through all the different techniques, through all the different kinds of information being delivered to your planet now from all sorts of different levels, including yourself, to yourself, then you will begin to understand more and more every day that you are, in that sense, forming alliances with aspects of your consciousness that already have alliances with other beings. And that as you move into becoming more and more of your core, true, essential, natural self, that core, true, essential, natural self operates on a frequency level that by definition is already part and parcel of a kind of reality that is what you say you prefer to have on Earth. And that by simply being more of yourself, you will bring that vibration down to Earth and manifest that idea more and more every way, every day that you take action in the direction of what you say you prefer. Because you are physical beings, it requires more than just thought. It requires more than just desire. It requires more than just wishing. It requires action. It requires behavior that is harmonious and aligned with your beliefs, so that you create a circuit, complete a circuit, and ground the circuit to bring the energy all the way down to Earth and let it flow through you creatively in whatever way, shape, or form you deem is most appropriate for the being you deem yourself to be. This is why we say it's so important, and why you've heard from so many different sources in your New Age movement, that it's so important to follow your bliss, follow your passion, follow your excitement. You hear this all the time now in your society. But many of you still don't know why that's important. Not really. Not mechanically. It's important because the vibration itself, the feeling itself, the sensation itself in your body that you call, that you recognize as excitement, bliss, and passion, that vibration is your physical body's translation of the frequency of your true, essential, core, natural self. So anything, any situation, any circumstance that contains that energy, that, shall we say, solicits that energy, that inspires that energy in you, it's a marker, it's a sign that that situation at that moment, that thing, that expression at that moment is most harmoniously aligned and most representative of your true, natural, core, essential being, and that the willingness to act on it completes the circuit, grounds the circuit, and allows for manifestation of all the things that are germane to that vibration in your reality that are capable of being manifested. Again, it's simple physics. As above, so below. That's all you're doing. You yourselves are the valves, the conduits. You yourselves are the links and the bridges from your higher template, non-physical selves, to your physical reality. It is through your actions, through your thoughts, through your desires, through your feelings, that you bring together a whole idea, a whole concept, a whole vibration, and ground it, anchor it, manifest it in your reality a bit more every day, in every way that you can. Does that make sense to you all?